And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
This is Crying Brian Dern with the joke of the day. What do our illustrious mayor and a person who's been disconnected have in common? That's right, a recall! The verdict is in and Tom Riley may be out. But he says he won't go without a fight. So how about it, folks? Any takers? He's thrown down the gauntlet and I'm gonna add my voice to his. This is an official challenge. Calling all candidates who have the guts to oust Tom Riley.
Shakespeare, something very odd is happening.
Odd, sir? How, sir?
Well, haven't you noticed the reactions I've been getting everywhere we've stopped? The pharmacist and the grocer both said, "Nice to see you again, Mr. Blaggard."
Your point, sir?
I've never met them before. You know I loathe mixing with the common yokels, Shakespeare. That's why I have you.
Perhaps they were awed by your brilliance. Your reputation does precede you.
How well I know. But if they're awed, then shouldn't they be a bit more cowed in my presence? They're exchanging pleasantries with me.
Well, sir, after all, this is Odyssey.
Yes, of course. Well, step up the pace, Shakespeare. I have a 2:30 class on using emotions to manipulate your audience. And when I'm late, the students make me feel so guilty.
Here's our last stop, sir. Gantry's Printers. We need to check on the posters for your new production.
Excellent. The door, Shakespeare.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Gantry, 'tis I, Edwin Blaggard.
Oh, Mr. Blaggard, back so soon?
Well, what do you mean, so soon?
Well, you were just here this morning.
I was?
He was?
You was, and I'll tell you now what I told you then. Your posters won't be ready before the end of the week.
The end of the week? Well, that's entirely unacceptable. We had an agreement...
Oh, never mind that, Shakespeare. Look here, Mr. Gantry. Are you certain you saw me in here this morning?
I not only saw you, I talked to you.
What time?
About 10 o'clock.
Ah, that's impossible. At 10 o'clock, I was, where was I, Shakespeare?
A mud bath, sir.
Yes, of course, I was taking a mud bath.
A mud bath?
It happens to be excellent for the skin.
Hmm.
It heightens elasticity and promotes, Oh, look, the point is, I was not here at 10 o'clock on this morning or any other morning.
Well, if you weren't, then it was someone who looks just like you.
Just like me?
Yes, sirree. And he's not getting your posters before the end of the week, neither. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got work to do.
Just like me? Did you hear what he said, Shakespeare?
Yes, sir.
My good man, I'll have you know there is no one just like me.
Sir?
Edwin Blaggard is one of a kind.
Sir?
Edwin Blaggard is incomparable.
Sir?
Edwin Blaggard is...
A twin.
A twin. Oh, Shakespeare, you don't think...
I don't know, sir, but we do have to consider the possibility, don't we?
You know, I think it's time we took our show on tour.
A tour, sir?
Yes, you know, play the provinces, bring culture to the sticks. Get out of town.
Oh, I understand, sir. I'll have us packed in 20 minutes.
Make it 10. Let's go!
Anybody out here? Jack?
Jason, hello. What a pleasant surprise.
Hi. I knocked on the front door. Figured you might be back here when no one answered. Hey, the garden looks great.
Oh, thank you. But your dad did most of the work. I've just been keeping it up, that's all.
Better than I could have done if I lived here.
It's mostly just an excuse to get out into the sunshine. It's nice to have the time to do things like gardening and reading.
Everyone misses you at wit's end.
Oh, you make it sound like I've been away for months.
That feels like months.
I was thinking of dropping by this afternoon.
Really?
Yeah, just for a visit.
Jack, what can I say? Look, I'm sorry we disagreed about the Israelites. and I wish you would reconsider your resignation.
I'm sorry we disagreed, too. I didn't resign because I'm angry or anything like that. I just think it's important for me to be on my own for a while to get a different perspective on things.
But we need you. I need you. Glossman's appearing before the city council at the end of the week to persuade them to close down Wits End. The fact that the city owns the land could clinch it for him. Why in the world Dad would buy just the building and not the property underneath is beyond me.
He was trying to save the building for your mother's sake. It was probably the only deal he could make at the time. Have you talked to Tom Riley?
Yeah. He said he'd do what he could, but he's so busy with the recall vote, I don't think he'll be able to help much. That's why I need you. To help me plan, strategize, come up with a way to fight this.
Jason, you can fight, plan, and strategize all you want. But there's an important part of the battle you're not considering.
Like what?
The spiritual part. For that, you need to pray. Long and hard and continuously. That's the main reason I'm out here. I'm praying. I suggest you do the same. Starting right now.
Hurry it up, Shakespeare!
I'm done, sir. I've packed your personal belongings, but what about your costumes and makeup?
Oh, leave them. Let's just get out of here. Grab that case.
Yes, sir. Oh, what's in here?
My reviews.
Oh, but sir, I thought we were packing light.
Why don't you pack really light and take only the good reviews? Regis. How good to see you again. Oh, please, Edwin. You happy to see me? Hardly. I am glad we had a chance to meet up, though. You see, I owe you a debt of gratitude.
No, Regis, you don't owe me anything.
Nothing at all.
Oh, but I do. You see, thanks to my past, misdeeds, I thought I'd have to fight to be accepted once again by the denizens of this fair town. Imagine my surprise when I discovered that because of your sterling reputation, not only am I accepted, I'm welcomed.
It really wasn't my doing, Regis.
They're good people.
Oh, tut, tut, tut. You're far too modest, Edwin. You have restored the name Blackguard to a position of honor. Not an easy thing to do. And for that, I am grateful.
Think nothing of it.
Yes, the pleasure was all his.
How droll. And now, Edwin, allow me to return the favor.
Really, Regis, you don't have to...
You can either continue to help me, or I can make life very miserable for you.
That's your offer?
Yes. And it's final, if you know what I mean.
Regis, please... These people have treated me with a great deal of kindness. I was just leaving. I want nothing of your intrigue and secrets. Please, let me go.
What a simpering fool you are. All right. Be up and be gone.
Oh, thank you, Regis. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Shakespeare, the bags!
Yes, sir.
Oh, and Edwin.
Yes?
If you see Mumsy, give her my love. And tell her she still owes me for the hip operation.
Of course, Regis.
Goodbye, brother.
Jason, where are you?
In the office, Connie.
Quick, to the Brian Dern Show.
Okay. What's going on?
Something weird. Dern's doing a special broadcast, and he just said he has a big announcement to make about the recall election.
Oh, boy. What now?
Turn it up!
Special edition of the Crying Brian Dern Show. As all of you know, I think this city is going down the tubes, especially since the last election. We've had a sharp increase in crime, general unrest... And now, our illustrious mayor is suspected of malfeasance and misconduct. Apparently, a lot of you agree with me that Mayor Riley and his cronies are to blame for all our troubles, because you've authorized a recall vote. I've been putting out the call for anyone with the guts and the wherewithal to stand up to Riley. Well, my call has been answered. With me here in the studio is the man who says he'll bring our troubles to an end.
It's just Bart Rathbone announcing his intention to run for mayor again.
I don't think so.
Tell you about himself. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Regis Blackard!
What?
No, it can't be.
Hello, Odyssey. I've come home.
I can't believe it.
This is impossible. He's dead.
This is Brock Peterson from Channel 10 News reporting on the stunning announcement by former resident Dr. Regis Blackard that he will run against incumbent Mayor Tom Riley in a recall election. Earlier today, I spoke with Dr. Blackard in front of Rathbone's Electric Palace, where he told me just why he is doing this.
Well, Brock, when I left Odyssey several years ago, I felt the citizens of the town and I parted on somewhat less than friendly terms. It was all a large misunderstanding on the part of some very well-meaning people here, among them your current mayor. I was trying to improve the town, but the voices of resistance spoke louder than my own.
Dr. Blackard, isn't it true that you used to own the very property where the Electric Palace now stands?
Yes. I had a discovery emporium for youngsters called Blackard's Castle.
A discovery emporium? You mean like Wit's End?
Well, some might have called us competitors, yes. Blackard's Castle offered the youth of Odyssey a chance to examine and explore the latest in computer and electronics technology in a fun-filled environment. Wit's End, well, I'm sure your audience already knows what it offers.
What happened to Blackard's Castle?
Alas, it burned to the ground one evening at the hands of a foe of progress and progressive thought. It's a shame, really. The castle was becoming quite popular. And more importantly, the kids were learning. Truly learning. Now, all they have is Wit's End. You see, Brock, that's one of the reasons why I'm running for mayor. To restore that kind of forward thinking. By working together under my leadership, we can return Odyssey to its former glory and build a community that's the envy of the world.
That was former resident and now mayoral candidate Dr. Regis Blackard. In other news, more vandalism visited Odyssey last night. Only this round seems to have come from a surprising source. At least that's according to the victim, Mrs. Lorraine Steeb of Oaklawn Drive.
Well, I was about to go to bed when I heard a commotion out near my old storage shed. I went out to check on it and saw some kid dressed in a costume. Looked like something from a Bible movie. Didn't think any more about it until this morning when I came out to this. Graffiti. All over my shed. Some of the words are so bad, I don't know if you can show them on TV.
This isn't the first sighting of a costumed figure in the night. But up until now, they were known for their acts of goodness and charity. A gang of true do-gooders. And so the question remains, has the good gang gone bad? For Channel 10 News, I'm Brock Peterson.
Oh, great. Just great. Now the Israelites are getting blamed for the bad things.
Jason, you know that it wasn't an Israelite who spray-painted Lorraine's shed.
Of course I know it, Connie. But the news media doesn't. What exactly did happen last night?
Well, one of the boys painted Lorraine's shed. He sneaked off to clean the brushes and came back to find graffiti where he had painted.
And Lorraine picked that moment to step outside.
Yeah. Looks like the Bones of Wrath are following the Israelites around and undoing the good things we're trying to do.
You know, we need to find out how they're getting their information.
Yeah. But the Bones and the Israelites aren't our main concern right now. The bigger question is Blackard.
True.
He is really outdoing himself this time.
If he's behind it. We don't want to jump to any conclusions. The only thing we know for sure is that he's running for mayor.
But why? I mean, being mayor of Odyssey just isn't his style. There must be another reason.
Yeah. I think it's time I met with Dr. Blackard in person.
Now, wait a minute, Jason. You don't know who you're dealing with here.
It's all right, Connie. I appreciate the concern, but all I want to do is talk to him. I'll be at the Harlequin Theater in case you need me.
Why there?
Well, I'm going to ask Edwin what he can tell me about his brother.
Hey, listen, before you go there, there's something I've been meaning to ask you.
Uh-huh. What?
Well, when we first heard that Dr. Blackard was back and running for mayor, you said it was impossible, that he's dead.
I did?
Yeah. What did you mean by that?
Nothing. I mean, I think any candidate that goes up against Tom Riley is dead. Blackard doesn't stand a chance, right?
Right.
Right. Listen, Eugene told me he's going to be toying with the Imagination Station and he doesn't want anyone using it, so keep the kids away, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Great. Now, hold down the fort and I'll be back soon.
Hey, bye. Be careful. More secrets. Nobody ever tells me anything.
Hello? Edwin? Shakespeare? Anybody home?
Hiya, Jace. Come on in.
What?
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to scare you. There's nothing quite as spooky as an empty theater, is there?
Who are you?
Well, my friends all call me Jellyfish, but you can call me Jellyfish.
What are you doing here? Where's Edwin Blackard?
Oh, he and that sidekick of his had to leave suddenly. A family emergency. But don't worry, there's still someone here who wants to see you, live and on stage.
Hello, Jason. Caught any good viruses lately?
Dr. Blackard.
That will be all, Jellyfish.
Sure thing. Hey, see you around, Whitaker.
Won't you join me on stage for some refreshments? My brother may be a scenery-chewing ham, but he does have excellent taste. Lemonade?
No, thanks. So, it really is you.
In the flesh.
Yeah, that's what's confusing me. Seems last time I saw you, you'd been stuck with a syringe full of Ruku virus. If you don't mind my asking, why are you still alive?
Ah, therein lies the tale. As I'm sure you know, Ruku is extremely unstable. If it's exposed to the air, it dies. Apparently, the virus I received had been thus exposed. It was strong enough to make me very ill, even to simulate death, but not to kill me.
Fortunate. So, why are you in Odyssey?
To run for mayor.
Oh, come on, stop the charade. If you're here because of me, you're wasting your time. I'm not with the agency anymore.
And I am no longer with European Security. So we have no reason to mistrust each other, do we?
Well, except that the folks here told me about what you did all those years ago.
Did they? What did I do?
Tried to steal a powerful computer program my father created called Applesauce. Then there was that little incident in Chicago where you tried to steal a computer filled with military secrets.
And while they were telling you all this, did the good citizens of Odyssey also happen to mention that your father destroyed both programs?
Destroyed them?
Yes. He fixed the military computer so that the files would be corrupted the instant anyone started it up. And I believe he outright erased Applesauce. Your father deprived Europe and the United States of valuable information that would have benefited both nations immeasurably. So in a very real sense, Jason, he did the stealing, not I.
You'll never win points with me by insulting my father.
Insulting? Oh, Jason, can you really be that naive about the business you and I and your father were once a part of? International security is a high-risk game. But it is a game. There's nothing personal in it. I respected your father because he understood that. What he didn't understand was that ultimately we were on the same side.
Same side?
Yes, just as you and I were in Switzerland. I only wish I could have made your father understand. But that's all in the past. My earnest desire now is the same as yours, to live a normal life.
And you think you'll get that as mayor of Odyssey?
Well, I never said I wanted to be bored. So, do I pass the test?
I didn't come here to test you, Doctor. But you know, You can't hide the truth forever.
Oh, then you still don't trust me.
Of course I do. About as much as one former security agent can trust another. Which is also why I'm going to be watching you.
Well, while you're watching, how about an endorsement?
Very funny. Just stay on your toes, Doc. You don't know what you're getting into. You're among honest people now.
I'll try to keep that in mind. Thanks for stopping by. We must do it again soon. Jellyfish.
Right here.
Did you get it?
Every word, live on tape.
Excellent. Glossman.
Yes, sir, Dr. Blackard?
Are you set for the council meeting?
I am.
What about our council members? Have they been adequately taken care of?
Every palm greased, sir. yes, sir, they've all been taken care of.
Good. You see, my dear Jason, it's not I, but you who don't know what you're getting into.
So, members of the council, the fact is we don't really know what we're dealing with here. The elements in the soil under Wits End are highly unusual and must be examined further. Therefore, until a proper determination can be made about those elements and their potential health hazard, I request that you order Wits End closed down.
Quiet, please.
Members of the council, I protest. There is no proof that these elements are hazardous, and no one has ever gotten sick from playing at Wits End.
Right.
Now, if you close it down, you will be depriving the kids of this community of a valuable educational resource.
Absolutely.
Members of the council, we all know of Mayor Riley's close association with Wits End. It's even closer than his association with the Edgebiter Chemical Company.
Oh, no.
That was way out of line, Glossman.
The point is, Tom Riley has had a vested interest in Wits End for years. He's even managed the place on several occasions. How can he possibly be objective about it? Besides, is it really appropriate for a mayor who is in the middle of a recall election to try and use his influence to sway the council on what is for him an arguably personal matter?
I'm warning you, Glossman, I am not going to take any more of these attacks on my character.
Tom, that's enough.
Hank, you can see what he's doing.
Yes, but I also know that he's right. You're too close to this, and you're just making matters worse with these outbursts. Is the council ready to vote?
Hank, please, we need to talk about this more.
I don't want to drag this thing out, Tom. We have other business to tend to. The motion before the council is that we use the city's rights as landowners to close Wits End until a thorough investigation can be conducted of the lands beneath it. How do you vote? Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Mr. Gresham?
Aye.
Mr. Porath?
Nay.
Ms. Jackson?
Nay.
That leaves the deciding vote up to you, Hank. What'll it be?
I vote aye. The motion is carried.
There we go. A fine-looking sign. By order of the City of Odyssey, until further notice, Wits End is closed.
Wits End closed? And Dr. Blackard running for mayor? What does he really want? Will Jason find out in time to stop him? Things are definitely heating up around here. Believe me, you don't want to miss anything, so make sure you keep listening. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Return was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.